may once split his meal in two and only eat bread in the beginning of the meal, segregate the rest of the meal from bread eating, and then eat the rest of the meal foods, part two, and the law regarding Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. So in the previous lesson on this subject, we went through in great length the different opinions, the ruling of the Talmud, the way that ruling is interpreted by the Poskim and the Shulchan Aruch, and the bottom line that we concluded was based on the rulings of the Alter Rebbe and other Achreinim, is that one is to be stringent like all approaches, like all sides, which means that initially one should not continue eating any more meal foods once he has decided to no longer eat bread. As if he does, according to many opinions, and the main ruling, he's required to say before and after blessing over them. On the other hand, if he does decide to continue eating the meal foods, despite the above opinions and issue, then he has upon whom to rely, and he is not to recite a before and after blessing on these foods, in order to suspect for the opinions that dissent this ruling. Based on this, the question is asked, so what on earth do we do when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos? We have to cook all our foods Pesach Dik and Pesach Kelim, but we also have to eat chametz bread, lechem mishnah, by the meal of Friday night and the meal of Shabbos day before Zeif Zman Achilas chametz. And nobody wants to have chametz and Pesach foods together, and therefore many people are accustomed to segregate the meal and do exactly what we said, eat bread only by the beginning, then eat everything else. But we just said you're not supposed to do that, so what's the eitzah? What are you supposed to do? What's the proper halachic derech in avoiding the above debate and halachic issue, while at the same time not allowing your home to get full of chametz? So there are a number of eitzes that can be done, a number of practical advice of circumvention of the above issue that can be followed. Number one, one can periodically eat chametz also upon eating the second half of the meal, meaning, yes, you will only mainly eat bread by the beginning of the meal, you'll clear the table, there'll be no more bread on the table, you'll serve the rest of the foods, and periodically you'll get up and take some bread from a designated area and eat it. So it's considered that you're still eating bread during the meal. For this purpose, it suffices to even save that eating of bread for the end of the meal. So you serve all of the main courses, and when you're done eating before benching, everyone has some bread, and according to Alter Rebbe, it suffices to even have only a little bit of bread. You don't have to eat a kazayas, and that avoids the machlekes, as you've never removed your mind from the bread. So the hamaitzi originally said covers all the foods according to everybody. Now, those who want to say kiddush and hamaitzi outside their home, as you can't do kiddush outside your home and hamaitzi somewhere else, you have to have Kiddush Malakam Suda. So the Kiddush and Amaitzi have to be done in one place. If you want to do Kiddush and Amaitzi outside the house, eat Chametz outside, and then eat the rest of the meal foods inside, you have to have in mind to do this when you say Amaitzi, because you can't initially switch areas unless you had intent to do so. That's number one. Number two, you have to make sure, based on what we just said, to go back outside when you're done eating your meal foods, eat again some bread, and then bench outside. That's the first eighth of the first advice. The second eitz of the second advice is to simply recite Birchas HaMazon after eating a kibetza of bread, and then to clear the entire table of bread and eat the remaining course of the meal with a before and after blessing, as you already benched. So you do Kiddush, Hamaitzi, everyone eats a kibetza to fulfill the mitzvah of eating a meal of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, and you then bench, and then you eat everything else. Whether inside your house, outside your house, whatever you want to do is okay. The next eitzah is as follows. After saying Kiddush, before going to wash hands for Hamaitzi, everybody should say a Hadama and Shahakol on a Hadama and Shahakol food. Eat less than a Kazayis, and at the time that they say the Bracha, have in mind to include all of the meal foods that will be served throughout the meal after the bread. So even if we hold that a new Bracha has to be said, which is the main opinion, I already said a Bracha before Hamaitzi to cover all these foods. So I'm not entering into a Suffolk Bracha when I go ahead and eat these fruits without a blessing. Nonetheless, even in such a case, if you plan on making Kiddush and eating the bread in one area, such as outside your home, and then having the meal foods inside your home, you must return outside to bench, as you can only bench in the area that you ate bread. Now, are those who do not do any of the above alternatives and simply go ahead and do Kiddush and Hamaitzi in one area, and then go eat the rest of the meal in another area and bench there, or do so within their house, they eat Hamaitzi, clear the table, then eat the rest of the foods, don't eat any more bread and bench, do they have upon whom to rely? So as we already stated, those who are lenient are not to be protested. However, very important to emphasize that this only applies, this ability to be lenient and ignore the issues and the alternatives we mentioned, in the event you're eating the rest of the meal foods on the same table. But if you do, as I said before, as many people do on this Shabbos of Erev Pesach, to eat the meal foods in a different table, such as Hamaitzi was outside, you came inside your house to eat the meal foods, it doesn't work according to the Alter Rebbe, and according to all opinions, a new bracha needs to be recited. So then you must follow one of the alternatives that we said before, and you have nothing to rely upon if you're lenient and follow the rulings of the Alter Rebbe. Furthermore, by Shabbos day, if you desire for your main course to extend past Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, such as you came back from shul, you have a half hour to make Kiddush and eat Chametz for Seif Zman, you did that, now you can't eat Chametz anymore. Everybody has to clear the table of the Chametz, not just you. Everyone on earth, everyone in your time zone. So the table's cleared with Chametz and now you want to serve the rest of the meal foods. In such a case, everybody, even those who want to say, I want to follow the lenient custom, must follow one of the following two alternatives in such a case, because in such a case, even the lenient opinion would agree it's no good and you have to say it before and after blessing on the rest of the foods. As in a case that you're not allowed to eat any more bread, it's not possible to eat any more bread, everyone agrees it's considered that the food, rest of the meal foods were removed from the bread and are no longer included in the bracha. So what are the alternatives? Either, as we said, recite Birchas Hamazon as soon as you're done eating a kibetza, before Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, and then after Seif Zman, you serve the rest of the foods and do what you want, say a before and after blessing, wherever you want to eat it. Or do the other eights that we said, which is to eat a kazayis, less than a kazayis, of a dam and shakel, before hamaitzi, before washing, and have in mind for it to include all the other meal foods, and then you can extend it post Seif Zman and bench later. So to summarize this halacha with emphasis regarding Shabbos that falls on Erev Pesach. Initially, one is to never split his meal by intentionally segregating the bread from the remaining foods and deciding to no longer eat any more bread for the remainder of the meal due to entering into the question whether the remainder of the foods served in the meal require a new blessing to be said over them. Rather, one who desires to do so is either A, to recite Birchas Hamazon after eating the remainder, after eating the bread, and then recite it before and after blessing upon eating the remainder of the food, or alternatively, he is to make sure to eat at least some bread at the end of the meal prior to Birchas Hamazon, an option not available Shabbos day if it's already past Seif Zman Achilas Chametz, or alternatively, he is to eat less than a kazayis of adam and shakel foods after Kiddush prior to Hamaitzi, and have in mind for these blessings to include all of the meal foods, an eitzah that works both Friday night and Shabbos day, even if you want to extend the meal, the Pesach food meal, past Seif Zman Achilas Chametz. Mirtz Hashem, in a third lesson on the subject, we will discuss the chumra of those who don't eat gebrachs and therefore desire to segregate the matzah eating during Pesach from the rest of the meal foods, whether this is allowed based on what we just explained, and regarding what in truth is the authentic Chabad custom in this manner.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.